Hey everybody, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Shaw, and today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about ideas, side projects, maybe even businesses.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
To some extent, depending on what we get into, going back and forth on ones that failed. So I'm going to talk about one of my failed ones, which I think we experienced and talked about a little bit on the show, which was I tried to make some shirts, and I tried to sell them.
Yeah.
And I messed up big time. and it was about unicorns and something about unicorns dying. And somewhere in my closet, I have a pile of those shirts somewhere, or some box somewhere in the garage. I don't remember. And it had a unicorn and a sad unicorn, and it said something like unicorns die too or something like that. And first of all, my grammar on the copy of the shirt was way off. Second of all, nobody wants those kind of shirts. I think it's because they're very negative, not positive. And I don't even know why I did it. I think I just wanted to try something completely different. And it failed. I still have the shirts, so it obviously failed. I was trying to sell them.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember you with the shirt on my balcony recording a Startup Chat episode. Dope. And yeah, the reason why we wanted to do this episode is just, you know, again, a lot of times you see people that seem successful and are running companies that work well, but that doesn't mean that they didn't have a lot of failure. And it doesn't mean that just because you've had success in the past, every project and every company you work on or every idea, it's going to succeed in the future. That's not how it works. Right. So just shedding a light on that. All right. So I'm going to start with the smaller, more ridiculous ideas, and then maybe we'll work up to some more side projects or real startup things that I worked on that failed. But something ridiculous that I just thought of as you were talking about the T-shirt was that one winter, maybe 7 years ago or so, we tried to sell Christmas trees. So it was even during a time we were running Elastic Sales. And one of our teammates in November was like, you know what? What would be really cool is to have like a really nice website that's really modern where people in the Bay Area can order a Christmas tree. And if you, I don't even remember, hit some kind of unique angle. And we started just laughing about the ridiculousness of trying to sell Christmas trees. But then when we searched for all the places, like all the websites were like super outdated from 1992 or something. And he was like, yeah, we could get this upvoted on Hacker News and make it sort of funny. And maybe it'll have like some startup theme names for all the different trees. And like the whole idea spun out of control. And he actually, together with me, I did a little bit of the copy. And he put together the website. We posted it on Hacker News. I think we sold 13 or 14 Christmas trees.
Cool.
And you know, I don't even know how we got the Christmas trees to those people, but that was it. I think the goal that we had set was to sell like 100 or 200 of these trees, and it didn't quite work out as successful as that. But it was just a weird, funny thing to do, and definitely one of the weirder projects that I ever worked on.
That's really cool. We before we built Crazy Egg, and then eventually Kissmetrics, we built some a product called mystackcounter.com. And it was just a stack counter for a website. And it was very similar to what a product that still exists today called stackcounter.com. I think stackcounter.com existed, so mystackcounter.com didn't need to exist. That was the basic reason why it didn't work.
All right. So next thing that didn't work out, this was a bigger project, but something that almost nobody that knows me, like only my inner circle friends know that this ever existed. But there was a project that I was working on at the same time that I started working on this charity thing that ultimately ended up becoming Elastic Sales and then Close, that was called Viva TV. And it was basically QVC for the web, right? So what we did, this was during the heyday of Groupon. And I was looking at like kind of all these Groupon clones making a shit ton of money, and I came up with this idea of saying, you know what, like this online shopping, like a live show that shows products could work really well with this concept of having something heavily discounted.